With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kerrville, Texas got a lot more rain.
I am on Guadalupe Street, which is one of the streets that was very impacted by the flooding on July 4th. There are homes here that were destroyed or seriously impacted. At about 1 in the morning last night, we did get a knock on the door from the police. They said that they were letting everyone know to stand by, that there was a chance for evacuations, a chance for flooding, and they would come back if we needed to evacuate, and they did not come back. The rain here really started in earnest around 7:50 in the morning.
That was Sunday morning. Border czar Tom Homan says the Trump administration will appeal a judge's ruling on illegal immigration raids in Los Angeles. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Homan said he doesn't think any federal judge can dictate immigration policy, adding that's a matter for Congress and the president. The Senate version of the fiscal 2026 defense policy bill would authorize an extra $32 billion for national security spending. Retired Admiral Mark Montgomery says that is more than 2% of the GDP.
As a result of this, the base budget stayed around $838 billion, plus there's like $34 billion or so in, or $848 billion, and there's about $34 billion in Department of Energy, this nuclear weapons, for a total defense budget of around $880 billion. Hugh, that's about 2.9% of GDP. Now, you add in the 157, it gets you up to 3.3.
Health officials in Arizona say a person has died from the plague. The unidentified patient came into the emergency room at the hospital in Flagstaff and died the same day. Test results confirm they died from pneumonic plague caused by the same bacteria as the bubonic plague that devastated Europe in the 14th century. Pneumonic plague affects the lungs. Bubonic affects the lymph nodes. This is SRN News. A voice of reason at the United Nations, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Women's rights advisor Reem Al-Salem of Jordan is calling on the world body to define gender strictly by biology in an effort to protect women and girls. Al-Salem says, quote, "I never thought the day would come when the mandate would deem it necessary to prepare a report affirming that the words women and girls refer to distinct biological and legal categories. You cannot protect what you cannot define." She accuses the UN of trying to erase women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles will close this month. It's the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations and hormones for kids. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funds to places that perform the irreversible procedures on kids under the age of 18, the center will close July 22nd. This is SRN News. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency leads to state-level DOGE initiatives.
Critics say some of these initiatives are nothing new or duplicative. However, some governors are using their DOGE vehicles to target welfare programs or diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The state initiatives have a markedly different character than President Trump's slash-and-burn approach. Steve Slavinsky of the Libertarian Cato Institute says much of what he's seen is the same mundane stuff that states do routinely to save money.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The FDA approves the first ever once-a-year flea treatment for dogs. The Bravecto Quantum shot's been approved for dogs and puppies 6 months old and older. The vaccination's an alternative to treatments that need to be given every month. The shot may cause neurological damage and seizures in some dogs. More details at srnnews.com.